right. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. Welcome to my first podcast. You're listening to BPXL. Hey, guys. This is your host today, BPXL. I hope you guys are doing well. This is my first ever podcast. And today, I'm going to speak about mixologist and a bartender. What really is the difference between a mixologist and a bartender? Let's understand today. All right. What really is the difference between a bartender and a mixologist? Are there any substantial differences between a bartender and a mixologist? This is a question that has not only dominated the social circle of fun seekers, it is also a question that regular people have asked with no answers in particular. The term bartending dates back to the 1800s, while the mixology dates back to 1800 to 1900. Many people have never bothered about distinguishing between the two. A bartender is an individual who is passionate about making great drinks and creating well-balanced experiences with the guests and the customers in a bar. A bartender is a person who serves mostly alcoholic drinks behind a bar or a lounge while taking care of the maintenance of the supply and stock for the bar or an establishment. Whereas a mixologist is an individual with the passion of combining elixirs and creating exceptional cocktails. The word mixology is often seen as an umbrella, and then a mixologist is somebody who is dedicated to that study, while a mixologist has the intent that everything they pull out is measured by the quality and taste. A bartender, on the other hand, is measured by the quantity of their output and how satisfied the guest or customer is by the service delivery. A mixologist does not need to concern himself with the delivery of service. Many have argued that there exists no substantial difference between a bartender and a mixologist. It is further argued that any bar of substance only needs a bartender to function effectively in its service delivery. It is believed that the word mixologist was introduced to elevate the profession, and only in the corporate world can the term mixologist make sense, especially if a person works in a corporate liquor company. But if they were to work or function in a bar, primarily a mixologist serves drinks, bartender serves people. By being able to mix drinks and make flavored alcoholic combination, one is considered a bartender. And to be called a mixologist, many believe it is a fancy elevating of bartender. But for people who are a bit sentimental about the two titles, interchangeability, they think that a mixologist is a chef who not only creates but pushes the limit of what mixed cocktails can be. And on the other hand, a bartender is just a person who tends a bar. According to Mac Gregory, the director of food and beverage for Starwood Hotels, there is no dichotomy between a bartender and a mixologist, because a mixologist, where a bartender leaves off, mixology begins. While maintains that one is a logical extension of the other, he further to say, while a bartender requires no professional touch or expertise, he can still function as a bartender without being a mixologist. But no mixologist can function without first being a bartender. To many, what is important in being a mixologist is the acquisition of knowledge to prove skills and the diligence that naturally comes from the process of being a mixologist. Bartending to them mostly requires no foreknowledge for speciality or skills. It is considered crude and of no corporate importance. Usually, the knowledge of a bartender does not extend beyond knowing the specific ingredients used in a particular cocktail, but a mixologist is more concerned with those ingredients are used, the order in which they are used, and the proportions in which they are used. Mixologists can talk all day about premium vodka, local gin, spiced rum, and perfectly aged bourbon. Not only they can describe every type of spirit, but they can also tell you why and what makes a drink so tasteful and the history of each ingredient that goes into a drink. Suffice to say that mixologists take their expert knowledge of a variety of drinks and create and recreate innovative drinks and cocktails that explore the boundary of flavors. Initially, the term mixologist was first actually used in the year 1856 in the New Orleans. Many a time, mixologists look at anything edible and begin to brainstorm what amazing concoction they can make out of them. The dichotomy between a bartender and a mixologist can be likened to the debate between a chef and a waiter. And it is one that is not going away anytime soon. A bartender mixes the drinks, and so does a mixologist. The only difference appears in the way and manner in which they go about it, and the touch of class and professionalism that comes with one or the other. Suffice to say, it is going to be very difficult for a customer to decipher which the person pouring his drinks is a bartender or a mixologist. And probably because most people don't even know the term mixology, to many, anyone who serves mixes drinks in a lounge or a bar is simply a bartender. Indeed, most mixologists began their career as bartender before acquiring more skills to qualify them to be called a bartender. Meaning to be a mixologist, one has to go and have, you know, gone through the entire learning process, which begins from being a bartender. Instead of being not even just a bartender, but even a glassy. Because a great drink, you know, it is said that if your glass is not clean, if your glass is not sterilized and sanitized properly, it does leave residue and the smell. So ideally, it should begin from a glassy onto the bartender. And professionally, it is advised that one takes a bartending course and become a certified bartender. This certification makes one proficient at making every and any drink and expand your knowledge, which makes your drink special. In essence, by being a bartender, one is considered to be just a regular drink maker. And it's only a job description, but everything changes the moment the title mixologist is used. As it is like having a PhD in mixing drinks. A mixology is considered an advanced degree to bartending. Mixology is often being considered a natural extension of bartending, as it is more of a superior title that shows that a mixologist can be likened to a senior bartender. Cocktail culture is getting hotter by the day, and mixologists are stirring up a big storm in a glass. The term mixology might seem new, but it is there since, like I said, 19th century. Though it's important that it has been recently restored by the bartenders across the globe by experimenting skillful concoctions. Mixologists have taken the contemporary cocktail scenes to a whole new level. Though it looks easy on the eye, it is a skilled art and brings forth a story with each sip. It's not just mixing drinks and getting the flavors and quantities right. There is a science and skill behind preparing these drinks. Every mixture is a beautiful canvas for these cocktail connoisseurs. A lot of importance has given to the aesthetics of the presentation. Their magic lies in offering full flavors using fresh ingredients and at the same time presenting the authenticity of the old favorites in a unique way. Contemporary cocktail making is one of the most creative and lively professions in the hospitality industry. They are literally lifting the standard on cocktails. If you ever see a cocktail and are fascinated with how it's made, then the credit goes to the mixologist. Only a skilled professional can make a drink look fancy and the perfect combination of art and science. This creative profession is definitely here to stay, as people always want to try new things and move beyond the classic cocktails. That's the reason why there is a sudden demand for jazzy cocktails, and it's become quite popular amongst patrons. There is a big difference between bartending and mixology. Bartending, like I said earlier, only focuses on mixing a set of concrete recipe, while mixology is an art which can only be perfected after a lot of experimentation through trial and error. When you see a cocktail that is perfectly mixed, it's actually a piece of art at play. As these cocktail connoisseurs handle a variety of customers on a daily basis, they understand the need and psyche of what they actually want. It's always fascinating to watch liquor mix in a glass with exotic concoction. For many years, bartending and mixology have been associated with men. Over the few years, along with bartending, mixology as a career has gained immense popularity amongst women too. That's a great time for women to venture into this unique career, as it's always fascinating to see women in this profession. They are redefining success in a unique and refreshing way. Mixology has influenced the way people drink in bars and has elevated the cocktail drinking culture. The demand for this profession has increased so much that now there are institutes that teach you the science of mixology. Even in India, the trend has already caught up and mixologists are doing very well in the industry. If one can think out of the box and have the flair to create quirky concoction, then this is the perfect profession. All in all, mixology is not just perceived as shaking or stirred. It is termed as a skill that combines art and science beautifully. There are different methods of making the drink. There are different ways of designing and creating a concoction. Different methods. There are different type of There are different type of mythology. Like, for example, creating a concoction in a sous vide, extracting the flavor out of dry spices, creating your own concoction of different variants of gin, different syrups, bitters. It all starts from being a bartender. And that is your basic. If you're a bartender, you're good at what you're doing. Start doing the research. Start exploring the world of flavors. Start understanding the acidity level, the flavor notes, the profiling. Start understanding all these and, create a unique drink. Try it. Make error. Design drinks. And then you will get the perfect drink that you ever wanted on the menu. And that is your stepping stone to become a mixologist. I hope you guys like this show of mine where I explain to you the difference between a mixologist and a bartender. If you do have any questions, please feel free to message me. My Instagram handle is linked. It's The Mixing Guy on Instagram. as well as if you really want to have a mixologist design your bar menu, feel free to contact me. Thank you so much for listening to me. This is me, BBXLE, signing off.